Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yudalad, Parshas Ekev, Sicha Beis. Ma Pasuk V'lemadat HaMaisim Ez B'neichem, from the Pasuk in our Parsha, which is also read in the Shema, where it says, you shall teach them to your sons, Sheva Parsha Seinu. Lomdu B'Gemara, the Gemara learns from this, the Noshim Einon B'Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, that women are not part of, so to speak, of the mitzvah of studying Torah, the Amakra, because the Torah says, "V'limadatem oisem es b'neichem," you shall teach them to your sons, "b'neichem v'lo b'neseichem." Learning from this that it refers to the sons and not to the daughters, that women are not obligated to study Torah. V'hinei admor hazaken b'shulchanei, the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch says, Mevi halacha zu, he brings this halacha, the isha eina b'mitzvah talmud Torah, that a woman is not included in the mitzvah of studying Torah, u'mamshich, and he continues to explain. U'kishem she'eina b'mitzvah talmud Torah la'atzma, and just like she is not included in the study of Torah for herself, kach eina b'mitzvah talmud Torah l'baneha, so also she is not obligated in the teaching of Torah to her sons. And therefore she is exempt from paying tuition for her son. It's not her obligation. Still, if she assists her son or her husband through whether physically or through her money, she yasik b'teira, that he should study Torah, her son or her husband, she shares the reward with them, and she has great reward, since they have the mitzvah that they have to learn Torah, and she's doing it, they're doing it through her. She is instrumental in helping them do it. So therefore her reward is great. At the end of that chapter, or actually paragraph, Messiah, he concludes, "Mekol mokim gam anoshim chayavus lumeid halachas atzriches lahem leida oisem." Still, even though they're not included in the mitzvah of studying Torah, women are obligated to study those halachas which they need to know because they need to do them. So they have to study those halachas. So we have to understand about this. The fact that they have to learn the halachas which they need to know, this is something that they need to learn on their own. They need to learn that. The women have to learn that. And it applies to each and every one of the women. Helping her husband or her son, that is not really a matter of studying Torah herself. That is something to help somebody else study Torah. Her connection to it is only to the reward of her husband and her son learning. Also, in addition to that, it only applies to a woman that has a husband or a son, the heimskuk and lazen, and they need her help. So, ein kol ze halacha v'din miyucha b'nashim, ki im b'chol echad v'echad aizer. In addition to that, this doesn't seem to be something which is specific to a wife or a mother, but rather anyone that helps someone else learn Torah. It doesn't apply specifically to women at all. Lamis chayi b'talmud Torah, shiyazik b'Torah. Anyone that helps anyone that has the obligation to study Torah, that they should be able to study Torah. Elo shegam noshim b'chlal, which of course includes women too, if they help someone, but it's not specific to women. So therefore, the alpi kol zeh, so based on these three things, first of all, that studying the mitzvahs that they need to do is their own study of Torah. The fact that they help somebody, they're helping their husband and their son, is only helping somebody else study Torah. And also, it only applies to someone who has a husband or a son. whereas studying Torah that she needs applies to every single woman. And it's also not specific to women. It seems to be inclusive of anyone that helps anyone else study Torah. So why is it specific to women? Well, Pikol Zeh, so based on these three things, Havali Lahagdim Alahaschil, Shechayobis Lilmaid, Halachas Hatzriches Lahem, it would seem that the Alter Rebbe should begin the discussion about women studying Torah, about the obligations of a woman to study Torah, with the first thing you should say, they have to study those things which they need to know. Those are laws that they need to know. First of all, because it's their own study of Torah. It's not about somebody else, it's about themselves. And it's specific to women. Well, and only then should he go to She'im Hezeres, that if she helps her husband and her son to study, so then she also shares reward with them. That should have been the order, it would seem. However, one might be able to answer, that since the Alter Rebbe, till now, he was leading up to it by saying that since she is not obligated to study Torah, therefore she's not obligated to teach her son, and therefore she doesn't have to pay for the tuition. Right, so L'sayim, in Yonei, the Mekol Mokom, in Mi'ezeres, he wants to conclude that continuation. She's not obligated to pay for his tuition, but if she does help him, so she shares in the reward, and so on, her reward is great. So maybe that's the reason that he starts with that. Aval ha-gufa. But that is not really an answer, because that in itself, Tzarech Iyo, needs to be understood. Lama Sidr Admura Zokin, Hemshech Dvarav Kanal. Why did he organize the whole thing in that way? That he should first speak about the fact that she's exempt from paying his tuition. He should have first said what he writes in the end, which is that a woman has to learn and study her own, what those things that she needs to know. But that in the general sense of limudat Torah, she's not obligated, therefore she doesn't have to pay for the tuition of her son, but if she does help her husband and her son, then she has great reward. That seems to be a logical flow of this subject. Based. V'hine, behilchas birchas ha-shachar, when the Alter Rebbe talks in the laws of the morning blessings, so he says over there that for this reason, because the women are obligated to study those mitzvahs which they need to know how to do, over there he says women therefore make the blessings on the Torah because they have the obligation to learn that part of Torah, and then he adds another reason why they can make the bracha. And from the fact that they make birchas haTorah for their study, they make the brachas of Torah for limudat Torah for their studying of their halachas that they need to know. Muchach, from this it's clear, shalimudat halachas atzriches lemu etzlam inyan shalimudat Torah. It becomes clear that the fact that they're learning how to do, let's say, take challah, whatever it is that they need to know, how to keep Shabbos, it is a part of studying of Torah, because one could see it as perhaps, since you have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, and you have to know how to keep Shabbos, so therefore you study the Torah where it tells you how to keep Shabbos. So is that a mitzvah of studying Torah, or is that a mitzvah how to keep Shabbos, preparation to keeping Shabbos? But from the fact that they make a bracha on the Torah, it's clear that this is considered to be for them a part of study of Torah, not just a part of preparing to keep Shabbos. So we have to understand, Aleph, Me'ayin Hamokar B'Gemara, how does the Alter Rebbe know from the Gemara? Where in the Gemara do we find the Limudat Hanoshim Hema Es Halach Zatzriches Lem Huinim B'fnei Atzmai Inishon Limudat Torah? How do we know, where do we see in the Gemara that when women learn how to keep mitzvahs, it's a part of study of Torah and not just a part of keeping mitzvahs. And not just merely the way that they prepare to do the mitzvahs. Because from the simple meaning of the Gemara, that from Lumadatim as Beneichem, that it applies to your sons and not to your daughters, mashma de einon belimda Torah. Klal, it would seem that women are not included in the mitzvah of study of Torah at all. Koloshnad morazakim isheinam b'mitzvahs talmud Torah. As Alter Rebbe himself says, something that seems to say that women are not part of the study of the mitzvah of studying Torah. So how does the Alter Rebbe know that from the Gemara? Where does he find the source that women studying Torah, the halachas which they need, is a part of the study of Torah, and therefore they do make a bracha of the Birchas HaTorah? You say to Mizu more than this. Omer Azal, our sages tell us, Noshim b'mai zachin. How do women, what merit do they have in regards to study of Torah? Ba'kruya banayu lebeknishta, by reading, by bringing, studying with their children, or bringing them to the shul, ubasnuya gavrayu, and by waiting for their husbands to come home, and so on. So they're part of their study, they're rewarded for their study of Torah too. Now if it's true that when they learn the halachas which they need to know, who inishol mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, is considered a separate mitzvah from that mitzvah that they're learning about. Rather, what it is limda Torah. Maya shayla b'may zachin. What does the Gemara mean to ask? How do they merit? And the answer should have been not that they wait for their husbands or they bring their children. Rather, the answer should have been they have a schus when they learn those halachas which they need to know. Then they have the mitzvah of studying Torah. Gimel, b'mesechta seita maksha gemara, b'mesechta seita in the gemara asks, b'pirush im yesh lo schus toilolo, where it says that if a seita drank the waters and she has a schus, it can delay the punishment. So it says, the gemara asks, schus demai, what type of schus will help to delay the punishment? If you'll say that it's a schus Torah, her ain't a mitzvah. She is not commanded to study Torah, so it can't be the schus of Torah. So then it comes out that the women do not have, by their own efforts, on their own, they don't have the schus of Torah. Seems from the Gemara. Im loy metam da kruya, if not for the fact that they help their sons and their husbands. Kedemasuk Shomi Gemara, as the Gemara concludes there. So again, where does Alter Rebbe know that they have their own mitzvah? From the Sechta Sait, that seems that they don't. Dalet, Chiyuvam blimed halachas atzriches lehem, ubechtei kiloshna murazokin, leida oisam. The reason that they have to learn those halachas that they need to know how to do is, as the Alter Rebbe says, to know them, to know how to do them. So then this would lead to the following conclusion. What about if a woman who already knows everything that she needs to do? She knows Hilcha Shabbos, she knows all the halachas, she knows the mitzvahs. So then she has no more obligation to study the halachas because she knows all that already. So therefore, if she already has no obligation to study Torah, so then she doesn't have to make the brachas on studying Torah, because she has no obligation anymore. So then how is it that Alter Rebbe brings, in order to explain the reason that they have the obligation to make the brachas on the Torah, he brings it as Tam Zeh Ketam Rishon, he brings this as the main reason why they have to make the bracha on the Torah, the fact that they need to know the halachas atzriches, but they ain't a shaykh b'chol anoshim, when it's not necessarily true for all women. At least, I mean, maybe if he could bring it as a secondary reason, but why does he bring this as the primary reason? Since there are women that know already all the halachas that they need, and they wouldn't need to make a bracha on the Torah based on this being the reason. So the explanation of all this is, Gabi Nochri Alimitera. It's written in the Gemara in regards to a goy that studies Torah. Shenemar Ashiyasa Oisama Adam. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says that the person should do them, meaning to say do the mitzvahs, v'chai b'hem, and live with them. So the Gemara learns from this, Kayanim Levim Yisraelim Leinemer. It doesn't say that the Kayanim or the Levim and the Yisraelim should do it. It says Ha'odam, the person. Lamadato, from this you learn, Shafila Nochri Vaisik B'Torah, even any person, a goy, that studies Torah, B'Sheva Mitzvah Didhu, of course, in that part of Torah which is relevant to them, the seven mitzvahs, Hariyu Kayan Gadol is like a Kayan Gadol, has a certain comparison to the Kayan Gadol. V'hine Yechashiva Zud, Hariyu Kayan Gadol, This importance, this important quality that is given to a goy that studies Torah, that he becomes like a Kohen Gadol when he studies the Sheva Mitzvah, he mitzad mailus limadat Torah dafke. That comes as a result of the importance of the study of Torah. K'mesh kozav b'Tosfos, as the Tosfos says, Lahachinokat Kohen Gadol mishum dechsiv yikarim mipnimin. The reason that the Gemara compares it to a Kohen Gadol is because the Pasuk says that it is more precious than Pninim, which means than pearls. Vadarshe, and the Gemara says a drasha about this, that this means Kohen Gadol anichus lufnayu ulufnim, that the word Pninim is not only meant as pearls, but it also means, it's a combination of the two words, lufnayu lufnim, which means the innermost sanctum. So that it's more precious than the Kohen Gadol who goes into the innermost sanctum, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shezui Mailos HaTorah. This is something which is said specifically in regards to the study of Torah, not in regards to the other mitzvahs. So when a goy studies Torah, it's only because he's studying Torah, not because he decided to do the seven mitzvahs that he's compared to the Kohen Gadol. Elo Shebebnei Yisrael Al Yidei Limadat Torah Nasa Kodem LeKohen Gadol. The difference between a goy and a yid in this regard is that when a yid studies Torah, he becomes even greater than a kohen gadol. He comes before the kohen gadol because yikara, it's more precious than the kohen gadol. The nachia is the Torah, whereas when a goy studies Torah, the Torah only gives him equality to the kohen gadol, not greater than the kohen gadol. So that's the difference. But it's all talking about the study of Torah, even in regards to a goy. So we need to understand that Torah he meresha kehilas Yaakov. The Torah is the inheritance of the Jewish people. Nitna rakli Yisrov leinanachem. It was given to the Yid, not to the Goy. Mamashim utarim lu meteira. And the fact that a Goy is allowed to study Torah, af kinochish oisim meteira chayim misa. Although the Gemara does say that if a Goy studies Torah, he's chayim misa. So in other words, that he shouldn't be permitted to study Torah. So what does it mean that he is? It's only because they were told that they have to do the seven mitzvahs, and therefore they have to study those parts of the Torah that are relevant to those mitzvahs, in order to know how to do the mitzvahs. But how do they have the quality which is associated with the study of Torah, not with the performance of the seven mitzvahs, which they need to know how to do, so therefore they have to study up on the laws. But the Kohen Gadol is connected to the study of Torah. What shaychas does that have with a goy? Ma'ilu zusheinim kiyum mitzvahs. Ba'al kein tzarech leimer, therefore we must say, ma'ach shebepoil, mechuyovim b'nei noyach lil medalachas de mitzvahs eilu, that since, in fact, the goyim are obligated to study those mitzvahs. Keep a lav ochel yochel kaimu, without studying, they won't know what to do. Hine af sheli muda mubishul kima mitzvahs. Therefore, even though the intent, the reason that they're permitted to study Torah is because they need to know how to do the mitzvahs, mekol makim, still we say kimish al kapanim chayavim lilmed Torah. That since what this the result is that they are now obligated to study that part of Torah, but that means study Torah. Therefore, they also get the qualities of somebody who's studying Torah, including the quality of being compared to the Kohen Gadol. To say this in other words, Lima Torah Zayim Mitzvahs Ayde B'nei Noach, that when a B'nei Noach, a guy studies the seven mitzvahs, Av She'ein Ebol Chathchila Mitzvah, that's my, even though it doesn't come from the need to study Torah, from the mitzvah of studying Torah, Kim Bishvil Dover Achar, it comes as a, as he needs to know how to do the mitzvahs, therefore he needs to study Kim HaMitzvahs. In other words, that the study is the preparation in order to be able to do properly the mitzvah. He needs to study it. So that study is the way that they are able to go about fulfilling those mitzvahs. Mikol Makim, even so, that this is the original intent of the study of the seven mitzvahs. Mikol Makim nasa yideze inyan la'atzmai. But now that he's studying Torah, the importance of the study of Torah takes on its own importance. Limud HaTorah Mitzvah Atzmei, it becomes the quality of studying Torah. V'lachein yesh bei gam inyan hanifal al yedei limud HaTorah. That's why he is given that accomplishment, which happens only as a result of studying Torah. That he becomes compared to the Kohen Gadol, even though this does not apply to somebody who does mitzvahs. It doesn't say anywhere that somebody that fulfills mitzvahs is compared to the Kohen Gadol. That only says about somebody who studies Torah. So from the fact that a Goy is also given that comparison, even though he's only studying and only permitted to study the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, but once he is studying it for the purpose of knowing how to do it, the study takes on its own importance, and it becomes, gives him the quality of being compared to the Kohen Gadol, because he is in fact studying Torah. Dugma l'davar, we can find a comparison to this l'kamadeus, halacha k'maisim, according to a number of opinions, which the halacha is taka like them. Echad medalad avodah shemachshava peiselas ba. One of the four, there are four different types of avodas that are associated with a korban that the kohen has to do in connection with bringing a korban. If he thinks the wrong thoughts during doing those avodas, for instance, he thinks, I'm going to eat this korban in a week, which is strictly prohibited, but just thinking that makes it into pigul, and it's already disqualified just from his thought. When does that apply? When you do it, when you have that thought by one of the essential four avodas, which are the sprinkling of the blood, the transporting the blood, the kabbalah, that I should start from the other way, receiving the blood in a keli, transporting the blood to the mizbeach, sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach, and then burning the whatever has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So one of those four, as I said, is Hailochas Hadam Lemizbeach Lazarkai, the transporting the blood from where you shechted the animal to the Mizbeach in order to be able to sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Mevaira Ragat Shavit, so the Ragat Shavit explains, the Av Shailocha Hechrochis Ibnidan Zebish Filaz Rika Shalacha is that even though the transporting of the blood from the place where you shechted the animal to the Mizbeach is only there for the purpose of having the blood near the Mizbeach. But still, so it would seem that the transportation of the blood isn't really that essential. And why, if you think while you're transporting it something wrong, then that it disqualifies the korban? Nase chashivas b'fnei atzmai. It takes on its own importance, that the transporting of the blood also becomes essential. V'haba avodah shemachshava ba peiselas, and therefore takes on such importance that if you think the wrong thoughts, even while you're just transporting it to the Mizbeach, it's already disqualified. That's similar to what we're saying now, that in essence it seems to be something that it only has a secondary reason. In the case of the blood, it's only to get it to the Mizbeach, to be able to sprinkle it. In the case of the Torah for a goy, in order to be able to know the mitzvahs that he does. But once you're already doing it, once it became a part of the system, the blood has to be transported, therefore it takes on its own importance, and if you think the wrong thought, it disqualifies it. And in the case of the guy, he's studying Torah, takes on the importance of study Torah, and he becomes compared to the Kohen Gadol. And in a similar way, you can understand also the studying of Torah by women. The fact that they have to study the halachas which they need to know, even though in its original state it isn't there for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of limudat Torah, ki'im bishvil leida heich lasaisam, rather it has a secondary reason because they need to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs that they need to know. In other words, it's there for the purpose of being able to do the mitzvahs. Even so, now that they're learning, the learning takes on its own independent importance. And that's why they have to make the bracha on the study of Torah. And since the learning of these halachas takes on its own independent importance of limudat Torah, moving, it's understood shuv ein hu mugbal rak l'shav shetzricha leida heich la'seisam b'poil. So then we understand that the studying of the Torah, since it now has its own importance, is not only limited to when they actually need to know what they do. In other words, that the study of Torah becomes important to them and essential to them, even if she would know the halacha. And therefore, even a woman that already knows everything that she needs to know, she knows how to do it, she still belongs in the context of limudat Torah, and therefore she could still make a bracha on limudat Torah, even though, let's say, she is reviewing something that she already knows. She still has the mitzvah of limudat Torah because it takes on its own independent importance. Well, pizza moving. So from this we can understand mashadayik admor azokim because of betam the nashim of arches birchas Torah tam zed dafke kelishim v'yikri. Now we understand why the Alter Rebbe uses this reason for why women make a bracha on the limudat Torah as the first and primary reason. Because it's not describing something that the women are connected to Torah through something else. They are connected to the study of Torah itself. And that's why that's the reason that they make a bracha on the limudat Torah. Omnom lufia now, but based on, according to this, the chiyuvim shal anoshim lumen alochas atzriches hu loy rak hechsher l'kima mitzchalem elagam inu shal lumen atayra. But now that we're saying that the women's obligation to study those mitzvahs that they need to know is not only a preparation for the mitzvahs, but it's also an independent thing of the study of Taira. Tegadlena b'yeser akushas l'el sif aluf abeis. That makes the earlier questions even more. Like, for instance, the question that the Rebbe asked in the beginning, why does he put their schus that they get through their husbands and their sons first, and only after that does he go to their own obligation to study Torah? Now that we understand that as a real part of study of Torah, he should have started with that. And as he said also, why the Gemara keeps saying that it's only the schus of their sons and their husbands and so on. Why doesn't the Gemara call it their own mitzvah, that they have to learn their own, to know what they have to do? Now, especially that we see it as a chelik of the study of Torah itself, not just as a part of the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, that makes those questions even stronger. So to explain this, av shenizbar shevelimin ha'alochas hatzriches lehem yesh inin shelimin ha'Torah, even though we've explained that in learning the Torah, which the halachas that they need, there is the element of the study of Torah itself. V'chol zeh mikivin shechiyuv zeh mesuvah b'chiyuvim b'mitzvah shelehem, since it originates from their need to know the mitzvahs that they need to do. Therefore, you can't describe in regards to this kind of study of Torah that they are part of the chiyuv of study of Torah, because they're not part of the chiyuv of study of Torah. It only comes from the fact that they need to know the mitzvahs. Once they need to know the mitzvahs, so then their study of Torah is also valuable in its study of, and as a study of Torah. But it's not that they are part of the mitzvah of study of Torah in its original intent. Therefore, you can't say that they should receive reward for studying Torah as somebody who was commanded to study Torah as a part of the mitzvah of study Torah, because that's not where their chiyuv comes from. Their chiyuv to study Torah comes from their need to know the Torah in order to do the mitzvahs. Now that they're doing it, they're already part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but not that they have a chiyuv and therefore they're commanded to study Torah in the context of the study of Torah, not of knowing mitzvahs. And so therefore they should be, which is what the Gemara talks about, that they're whether they're mitzvah bais or not, if they are commanded to do it. Similar to what we explained about the study of the goyim in regards to their sheva mitzvahs, that the af sheyesh b'zeh milos haTorah kanal, that even though once they're studying it, it has the quality of the study of Torah. At sheharei hu kegoyin gadol, how much more, so much so that they're compared to a kohen gadol. B'chol zeh, even so, ei mekablum aleihem schar kemitzuvah v'oisim. Nobody would say that a goy is rewarded for the study of Torah as somebody who was in commanded to study Torah. Ella kamishena mitzvah v'oisim. The best you can say is that they receive reward for somebody who was not told to do it, but yet they do it. They did it, so they're rewarded for that. So in a similar way, since the origin of why a woman studies Torah is because she needs to know the mitzvahs, not in the context of the mitzvah of studying Torah, and therefore it's a woman is not considered to be a mitzvah ba'isa in regards to the mitzvah of study of Torah. V'alpiza muvan, so from this we can understand, mashaloi omar, b'gemara d'noshim yeshlam z'chus Torah m'tzad zeh shechayob es lilmed alach z'atzrich z'lam. That's why when the Gemara talks about the schus that the women have from the in regards to the study of Torah, it doesn't say that they have the schus because they have to learn their own Torah, because they need to know the mitzvahs. How the Kama Gemara, the Ha Eina Mitzvah, like the Gemara says, she is not commanded to study Torah. And he, it's true that she has not been commanded. So in other words, we see that the Gemara considers a woman not to be commanded to study Torah. Hakavana Mazehi, what does he mean by that? Is loy l'she'en limtze b'noshen chiyiv limanat Torah. It doesn't mean that there is no such thing as a woman having the obligation to study Torah, because clearly she has the obligation to study the mitzvahs that she needs. Ki'im, rather, what he means to say is v'negelus chus Torah. What it means is that when we're talking about what merits the study of Torah brings, laschar al mifkada, to the merits, the reward for somebody who is commanded to study Torah as the mitzvah of studying Torah, mitzvahs limada Torah ki mitzvah v'aisa, the mitzvah of studying Torah because you're commanded to study Torah, shadavka schar zeh, this chus mitzvahs talmud Torah megana kulahai, that it's only this type of schus which the Gemara attributes to being protected through the protection of Torah. So therefore, the Gemara is not talking about their obligation to study the Torah which they need to know. It's talking about the general idea of studying of Torah, whether they're commanded to do that or not. And therefore, because they have to learn the halachas which they need to know, even though when a woman studies that, she has the quality of the study of Torah, not just as a preparation for mitzvah, but it's the study of Torah itself. This does not mean that she is commanded to them in the mitzvah of study of Torah. And therefore a woman does not have the schus of the quality that somebody who is commanded to study Torah and studies Torah has, which is the type of schus that the Gemara is looking for in that protection that it offers. Omnom, however, bazeh shehi aizeres lebna aylabayla begufa. Now, however, when she helps her husband or her son, either whether she helps him physically by bringing the child to school or whatever it is, or with her money, she asks the Torah that he should study Torah, that he is obligated to study. There she shares that reward with them. She has great reward. She shares the reward of their being commanded to study Torah, and they are studying Torah, so they have this chus of mitzvah ba'isa. And since she is assisting them, so she shares that chus as well. So, and as the Gemara says, that it's the chus of Torah and the reward of the one that is paid for what they were commanded to do. Habir was that, to explain this a little better. L'chayr einim uvan. Lami hichalek eschar imam b'limud teira mipnei she'esim al yada. Why does she share that kind of reward with them? Because they're doing it through her. Harei ze kedugmas noisen kesef la'ani. Why should this not be compared to somebody who gives money to a poor man? For ani kayim because of zem mitzvah, and the poor man uses this money to do a mitzvah. Kegayin shukana bay mazon l'sudah Shabbos, like he buys food for Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, and when he eats that food, he gets a mitzvah. The lay matzinus v'shum makam diyesh la noisin stoker chelik b'mitzvah shenois shoyza ani because of zem. We don't find anywhere that it should say that if somebody gave a donation to a poor man and he used it to do a mitzvah, you share in the mitzvah that poor man did. We don't see that anywhere. Kim raks char ki mitzvah tzedakah. What you do have is the reward for giving tzedakah. So why then does a woman share in the mitzvah of her husband or son who was studying Torah because she helped him study Torah? She should have a mitzvah of helping a Jew. But what does it mean that she shares in the reward of the mitzvah that they did by studying Torah? Vatiriz v'pashtasu, and the answer to this is simple. Because when a person gives staka to a poor man, the money now belongs to the poor man. And then after, when the poor man does a mitzvah with this money, he's doing it with his own money. But in our case, the woman is not giving him something and he uses that in order to be able to do his mitzvah. She is helping him in the mitzvah of studying Torah. She is participating, she is doing things which make her a partner in this activity itself, in the study of Torah itself. She's helping him in the actual performance of the mitzvah, and therefore she gets to share in the reward. She receives a part of the reward for the study of Torah of her husband or her son. In other words, her involvement is not a secondary involvement, like when you give a poor man money, so now the money becomes his, and what he does with his money is his business. When you're waiting for your husband, that's why he's able to study Torah. That's your involvement in his study Torah. Or when you bring your son to school, that's how he studies Torah. Dugma lozeh matzinim b'mitzvahs piri v'rivya. A similarity to this can be found in the mitzvah of procreation. Kosov Aran. The Ran writes, the isha avagav she'enim mitzvah b'piri v'rivya, that a woman, even though she does not have a direct a command that she should be fruitful and multiply, it is the mitzvah of the man. Kol makam yesh la mitzvah, still she has a mitzvah by being part of the process. V'mnei she'i mesayas l'baal l'kayim mitzvos, because she helps her husband to fulfill his obligation to be fruitful and multiply. Babir, so to explain this, kiyum mitzvah shel baal hu al yedei v'dovge b'ishtei v'hayil v'aser echad. How does the husband fulfill the mitzvah of procreation? By being with his wife and therefore creating a child. In other words, the husband cannot fulfill this mitzvah only through the two of them. So since she helps him in order to be able to do this mitzvah, without her it's impossible. Yesh lo gamke mitzvah, she also shares in that mitzvah. It's not her obligation, but she's certainly part of the mitzvah. Similarly, it's also in this case of the study of Torah. When she helps her husband or her son study Torah, so this mitzvah is accomplished through her participation, just like when she is the mother of the child, and it happens through her. She shares in this very mitzvah. But from the words of the Ran, it's not yet clear what he means, she has the mitzvah. Because this can be interpreted in two ways. Number one, yesh la mitzvah stam, she has a mitzvah. That even though she doesn't have the mitzvah, the command, she's not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of procreation. Kol mokad, mekivan shehi mesayas lebal lekayim mitzvah sashin, she helps her husband fulfill his obligation. Yesh lo gam ke mitzvah, she also has a mitzvah. She helped another Jew to fulfill a mitzvah. It could be that kind of mitzvah. Aval ein lo mitzvah rabba de pir v'riba, but maybe he doesn't mean that she has a part of the what's called the great mitzvah, the mitzvah of procreation, which is called the great mitzvah. How do we know that she has a share in that mitzvah? It's not yet clear from the Ram. Another way that you can look at it is yesh la mitzvah. She had, when he says she has a mitzvah, he means to say she has a part of this mitzvah, the mitzvah of procreation. And the same question could be asked also in regards to when we say that she has a chelik of the son's reward for the mitzvah, does it mean, does she get rewarded because she helps another Jew do a mitzvah? Or does it mean she has a chelik of that mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? From the wording in the Gemara, Palgim Bahadayu, the Gemara says they split the reward. That's the literal meaning of Palgim, half. She takes half. They share it between themselves. V'chein Loshen Admor Hazak, and the Alter Rebbe also uses similar terminology, chaylekes char imoim, she divides the reward with them. The leina telischar, he doesn't say she gets rewarded, she shares the reward, which means the same reward that they're getting, she gets part of it. Mochach, from this it's clear, ka'ifna beis, that it's that, like the second way that we explained that what the Ran is saying, not that she gets a mitzvah, but that she gets a share in this mitzvah. The yesh la chelik b'mitzvah talmud Torah mamish, that she has a share in the mitzvah of learning. Hainu kanal, and as to say what we said before, the mikivin the mitzvah talmud Torah shel baal v'ben shemitzuvim bazeh, since the mitzvah of studying of Torah of the husband and the son, which they are commanded to do, nasis bezrasa, is done through her participation. The gamal yoda, and through her, harei yesh la chelik b'kimitzvah, so she has a share in that very mitzvah. Hainu chelik b'mitzvah talmud Torah, meaning not just any a mitzvah of helping a Jew, but she has a chelik in the study of Torah. V'lechem palgam adai, that's why she shares their reward. Chelik es charimoam, she shares their, as the Alter Rebbe says it. In other words, that she gets rewarded like somebody who was commanded to do it and did it, because she's sharing their reward, who are commanded. Since they are commanded to do it, and they can only accomplish it through her, so therefore she gets a chelik of like someone that's mitzuva v'aisa. Which is the reason why the Gemara brings this as the reason that would protect her. Because this is a chelik of mitzvah ba'isa. Well, that'll say, yesh le'megam mitzvah pirvi rivya, and in a similar way, we could also say, in regards to the question of the Ran, that when by procreation, then when she helps her husband to fulfill the mitzvah of procreation, she is helping her husband fulfill his mitzvah. Yesh lo chelek b'mitzvah zu, therefore she has a share in that mitzvah, not just in a mitzvah of helping a Jew. Omnam al pi anal yesh lo dayek, but based on this, we have to look a little closer. Ma'acha she'im hi ezeres lebna, or lebayla, chelek ezcharimoem, if we say that because she's helping her son and her husband, she shares their reward. In other words, that she has a share in the mitzvah of their study of Torah as somebody who was commanded to do the mitzvah. Then why doesn't the Alter Rebbe bring this as a reason why she should make a bracha on the study of Torah? At least as a secondary reason why she should make a bracha on the Torah, because if she helps her husband, then she has a chelik in their mitzvah kimitzvah ba'isa, so she should make a bracha. So this can be explained by first explaining the question that the mefarshim ask on the Ran. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara says, Hahid asoy, the Ran said, he said before, what, that the woman participates in the mitzvah of procreation, therefore she shares in the mitzvah. So the Mefarshim ask, Issa b'Gemara, the Gemara tells a story, Hahid asoy, there was a woman that came to the Beis Din, the Tava is Baila Lagarsha, she demanded that her husband divorce her, because they couldn't have children, and she wants children. Amalah, so he said to her, Loi mifkadata, you don't have a mitzvah to have children. It's my mitzvah. So what are you demanding a divorce? Even if you don't have children, you wanna. It's you have no such mitzvah. Amalah, so she said to him, Loi boy hach itza chutra liyada, do I not need a stick? When you get old, don't you need somebody to help you? I need children to be able to help me in my old age. So therefore the Gemara said, they said, yeah, she's right. She can demand a divorce. It's not for the reason of a mitzvah of Piri Viribya. She needs it because she needs somebody to support her in old age. That's why she needs children. So she has a right to demand a divorce and to demand a ksuba. She has that right. So the Gemara adds, the hikshu, so the mefarshim ask, according to the Ran, namai loika omer mishum the messiah, as far as Ran, the odif tvei. Why didn't the Gemara answer, yes, she's not commanded for the mitzvah, but when she helps her husband fulfill that mitzvah, she has a share in the mitzvah. And that's why she wants that share in the mitzvah, now that the Ran says that she has a share in it, which would be a better reason than, I want somebody to help me when I get old. Achabir, but to read the explanation why the Gemara doesn't say that, this that she helps her husband fulfill his mitzvah of procreation, this is something that she could choose to do. She chooses to help her husband. If she wants, she can get married and to help her husband to fulfill that mitzvah. And through this, true, she has a share in his mitzvah. Avul mitzad atzma, but she, eina mitzvah alza, she has no mitzvah like that. She doesn't have the obligation to have children. So therefore, umuven she'ini yechelu d'tvayas baila b'din she'igara she'isa v'chteishu tucha l'kai mitzvah. So therefore, that isn't really a reason why she can demand that her husband should divorce her in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of having children. She has no such mitzvah. Of course, if she wants, she can participate in the mitzvah and have a share in the mitzvah, but it's not a reason to demand a divorce. Because she has no such command. Only true, of course, that if she helps her husband, then she does share in his mitzvah, and she does fulfill a mitzvah by doing that. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that when she says, I need somebody to help me, for that reason, we certainly force him to divorce her and to pay her ksuba, because she takad needs somebody to support her in life. But she doesn't need to fulfill the mitzvah of having children, even though if she does, if she chooses to, she gets a share in it and she gets a mitzvah. So therefore, the same is true in our case. The fact that a woman helps her husband or her son and therefore gets to share in their reward, this is totally up to her. If she has such a desire, she could participate in the mitzvah of studying Torah, the mitzvah v'aisa, shalabal, in a way that will make her, you know, if she participates in her husband's study of Torah, which who is a mitzvah v'aisa, she will also become a mitzvah v'aisa. Aval chiyuv ein aleha b'zeh, but she has no such obligation that she should be part of that. So based on this, we understand shleihevi admor azake mashay zeres, that the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring this reasoning that since she helps her husband and therefore becomes a chelik of limud haTorah as a reasoning why she should make a bracha on birchas haTorah. Afilu leketam noisav shadavarchena birchas haTorah. Not even as a secondary reason why she should make the brichas haTorah. Kimekiven she'ein aleh shum chiyev al zeh, since she has no real obligation to do this. Yef shaloymer hashalukul alma tavarach birchas haTorah. You wouldn't be able to give that as a reason that she needs to make a birchas haTorah because she will help her husband who is commanded to do it and therefore will share in their mitzvah. That's not a reason to make the bracha. Amna behilchas tamat Torah. So when he talks about the hilchas birchas haTorah, he doesn't give that as a reason. He doesn't talk about that. When he talks about the study, the obligations of studying Torah itself, where he explains that even though a woman is not commanded to study Torah, still she is connected to this mitzvah. That's why first and foremost he brings this, that she has a chelik of the study of Torah of her husband and her son, and therefore she shares in it as a mitzvah v'aisa. So first of all, that she is through this connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as someone who is commanded, sharing her husband's position in that. And number two, that she has a chelik in not only in the study of Torah which are connected to her mitzvahs, but she's connected to the study of Torah in every area of Torah, anywhere in Torah. And that's why she shares in their mitzvah. But this aspect, that she is obligated to study those areas in Torah which she needs to know, even though, as he said earlier, the fact that they learn that Torah gives them a shaychas to the study of Torah, because this, once they're studying, they get the quality of the study of Torah. Since this comes as a result of their learning Torah, which they need to know in order to fulfill their mitzvahs, and it's not directly connected to the mitzvah of studying Torah, therefore through this, through that, they're not, they don't have the maila of studying Torah kemitzuva v'aisa in the mitzvah of studying Torah. And therefore the Alter Rebbe brings that as a secondary explanation only after he talks about their schus to be part of the limud haTorah as a mitzvah v'aisa, which comes from being part of their husband or their son's study of Torah. Yud, b'pnimis ha'inyanim, to understand these things in the from the Hasidic perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael Nikru Kaviyachol Ish V'Isha. They, Hashem and the Jewish people, are called like the husband and the wife. V'hineh tachos b'riyas ha'olam hi milu as haaretz v'kishua. The purpose of the creation is fill the world and conquer the world. Lichbish es ha'olam, meloshen helem, that the Yid has to conquer the world, which means the world, the word for world means concealment. Ulahamshech b'ya'ira l'kisha l'maylam ha'olam ha'tevan, to bring down into this world the godly light, which is transcends the natural world. V'ish zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu darkei lichbish. It is the man who conquers. The man here refers to Hashem. Ki ein b'koicha shel nivra l'shanes b'koich atzmei es ha'teva. And the reason that it needs Hashem to conquer is because a human is not able to conquer nature. We can't transcend nature. Lich b'sha'olam. Zeh rak b'koicha shel kadosh baruch hu b'ira olam. That's only within the ability of the creator of the world. V'hinei shlicha zu lich b'sha'es ha'olam. So therefore, this mission to conquer the world nasis b'poil dafkal yedim in Yisrael. It's actually the Yidden that actually have to carry it out. How do we have the koyach to be able to conquer the world, to transcend nature, to conquer nature, since we're created? It's because we have the koyach ha-Torah that was given to us. Because the Torah, even as it enters the world, still remains above and beyond the world. Which is the reason that the Razal tell us, kol chafetzim le-yishvu ba, that all valuables have no value in comparison to Torah, and our sages tell us afilu cheftzei shemayim, that even the valuables of heaven, meaning the mitzvahs, ki hamitzvahs cheftzei shemayim neslapshu mamish b'dvarim gashmim, that even the mitzvahs cannot compare to Torah, because the mitzvahs they enter into and they become part of the physical reality, as you know that mitzvahs have to be done with physical matter. But in regards to Torah, even after it enters into the physical world, it still says that my words are like fire, that just like fire doesn't receive tumah, so also the Torah doesn't receive tumah. In other words, it remains above and beyond the world. And that's why Torah transcends even the mitzvahs. Because it is the heaven, it represents, it remains heaven, not just the implements of the heaven, like the mitzvahs are. And when the Yidden study Torah, they become one with the Torah. This is what makes a Yid, gives the Yid the ability to overpower, to transcend, to stand above the world, and to be able to conquer the nature of the world, because it comes from the Torah, which is given from Hashem, obviously. And therefore, a Yid is able to change the nature of the world. As our sages tell us about the Pasuk, that the Eibishter takes the Yidden set the tone, even for the Gashmis, that when the Bezdin paskin something, it can even reverse something which is the Gashmis already happened. Since the Yidden assist Hashem in conquering the world, even though the how do we get that ability? That comes from the Eibishter, not from us. We don't have the ability to be able to conquer the world. It comes from the Eibishter, so we're sharing his ability in order to be able to accomplish that. Nasim heim shutvim v'makadosh baruch hu, still, just as the woman is a shutv with her husband in his mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Yidden become the partner of Hashem in the mitzvah and the avodah zu of this avodah of conquering the world, even though it's only because we're sort of riding Hashem's coattails in order to be able to do it. And we realize, we fulfill the ultimate purpose of the creation, which is, as our sages tell us, to become a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world.